AJ Bridget Spider, Gold 90 Tip 05, 12 past 8, and it's the big man. He's on the phone with us right now, the President of the United States.
I'm really looking forward to speaking to the POTUS. For the first time in my whole life, I feel honoured.
President Trump, good morning.
Good morning, Gold Coast losers. Hey, by the way, if you hear a crackling sound, yes, it's not your phone connection with me. It's just a pile of copies of the failing New York Times burning in the fireplace here at the White House.
Mr. Trump, one of the stories that wasn't heavily reported was that the First Lady, well, she's already in Africa. Are you excited for Melania that she's making her first big solo trip as First Lady, sir?
Oh, of course I'm excited. I mean, the residence of the White House all to myself, it's fantastic. I've already invited Kim Jong-un over for a sleepover. Yeah, we're going to make popcorn and watch Netflix. It's going to be beautiful. Now, look, I will tell you, in all fairness, yeah, Melania did have a really tough time packing her suitcase for the trip.
Aww.
I mean, it's difficult to figure out what are the right outfits to wear when you're in an asshole country. You know, do you wear the Christian Louboutin heels or the Jimmy Choo heels? I mean, honestly, you're always overdressed over there. You really are.
So what's on the agenda for Melania?
Well, she's going to four countries, I know that much. Mm. Malawi, Kenya, Egypt, and I think she was just in gonorrhea.
Oh!
So that's Ghana.
What? Oh, whatever. Listen, Melania's next stop is in Kenya. Yeah, she's going to visit former President Obama's family. I hear that's where he keeps his actual birth certificate. She's promised to take a selfie with it, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, President Trump, your Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Whoa. Okay, the Senate confirmation remains up in the air as the FBI expands its investigation into the sexual assault allegations. Aside from that, what about just the questions surrounding Kavanaugh's drinking? Isn't that enough to maybe reconsider his nomination, sir?
Not at all. It's fake news, guys. Now, look, Kavanaugh does not have a drinking problem. Mm. I know you guys in Australia don't see this every day in the news, but just because he picked a fight with a lamppost at a Midnight Oil concert in 1987, then followed that up with a cold cheeseburger he ate, then he ate a cold cheeseburger David Hasselhoff style off the linoleum floor in his frat house kitchen, that doesn't mean he has a drinking problem or is unqualified to sit in the highest court in the land.
Mr. Trump, finally, sir, now you alluded to it a little earlier in the call, and we've been meaning to ask you over the weekend. You said that you fell in love with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Like, really, sir? For real?
Oh, yes. Look, I got to tell you, the moment I met my sweet Kim Jong-un Palumpa, everything changed. Everything. He's just so damn adorable. I completely fell for him. I knew he was the one for me when he let me put my can of Diet Coke on top of his head. It's totally flat, thanks to the haircut. Yeah, he's my North Korean cup holder. Seriously. He's the world's most adorable little 4'6" end table. He really is.
Thank you for calling, President Trump. Thank you.
Stay huge, Gold Coast.